Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Joe, you start in that prayer and I'll finish, and then we're going to go and take a look at the monkeypox.
You know, I got to tell folks, I had picked this up, and this was the next thing on my list. Do you and I think alike? Dear Heavenly Father, my heart is heavy tonight, and I know there are people all over this nation, all over this world, who are suffering. We are watching the killing of our children, the rape of our children, the giving children the poisonous poke that kills some, that will cripple others, that could destroy life. We see what's going on with the transgender movement that's destroying these children, that's ruining their future, their lives. We see the dead bodies over in Mariupol and the problem with child trafficking, the gangs, the horrible cartels at the border. And Lord, I just cannot understand why the world can't see what's happening to the children, and they have to stand up and put a stop to it, that it'll be the mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and grandparents that'll stand up and say, no, we don't want to live in a world like this. We want it stopped. We want it changed. And that they would turn to you in prayer and cry out for your mercy. And Lord, tonight I would just ask that all those that are hurting and suffering, the parents, the brothers and sisters, the grandparents, the loved ones of all these children, that you would comfort them, Lord, but that you would help use this horrible tragedy around the world and all the various horrible, ugly, evil forms that's taking place, that it would waken people, it would waken your church, awaken a nation, awaken a world. And that the people would turn toward you, turn from their wicked ways, repent, and stand up against the evil and run to this battle, Lord. Fight this fight. I can think of nothing else more important than protecting the innocent children, your children, the children made in your image, under your control, your love, Lord. And just bless the children, Father. It's my heart. Just bless the children. Try and protect them. And those that have died and been hurt, take them to you, Lord, and reward them in heaven. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Joe, you said that you didn't understand why they don't see how evil this is. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 tells you exactly. He says here that, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you have told us very clearly that the children are the most highly favored in heaven. Lord, you've told us that their angels are before you continuously, Lord, interceding. And so, Father God, again, Lord, just like you love the children, so we love the children. Your people down here, we love our children too. And Father God, some of us have spent my whole life trying to stop the killing of the babies and this evil, but the evil is worse than ever. And the days that we're living in is the days of sorrow that you've told us about. And so, Father God, you've told us too to pray continuously. And we're going to continue to pray, Father God. And Lord, while we're here, at least, Lord, while we're here, use us to the ultimate, Lord, to come against this evil, this ungodliness, this antichrist thing. Lord, while we're here, use us again to the ultimate, Father God, to stand against this wickedness. And Lord, we would pray that you would be a protector, a provider, and a comforter to the children and all of those parents that lost their children all around the world, those that here in America and those in Russia, all over, wherever they lost their children because of this evil, this wickedness. And Lord, that you would come against this pedophilia, this antichrist pedophilia that's so taken over the entire Democratic Party. So Lord, we ask these things in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, Joe. Now, we're going to listen to Dr. Robert Malone on Steve Bannon's program, and he's going to tell us, because we're going to about to be prepared, Ken, Fauci saying, well, you can't scare the people. In other words, let's scare them again. So take her away, Mighty Andrew.
Dr. Malone, we're going to get into this administrative state. Just get us up to speed exactly what monkeypox is, what's happening with it. You've got a big analysis I've seen that you sent me. What is going on here? People are confused. What is monkeypox, and is you think this is something that, you know, is trying to a misdirection play, or is it serious?
Misdirection play. I love the run-in that you have here with Tony Fauci saying we can't frighten the American public is so classic, and it's a perfect setup for today's segment. So I just want to read a little clip that comes to us courtesy of Gavi, the Bill Gates-funded group, in which they have put their analysis of monkeypox, and they try to tie it to Ebola. I'm going to read. Similar to viruses like Ebola, transmission only happens in close proximity by contact with lesions, body fluids, etc. Then it goes on to say, although symptoms often ease within a month, one case in 10 can be fatal. And then in the same article, they go on to quote the World Health Organization in a biased sampling, which is cases reported to the WHO that are so severe that a nation state feels like they have to report it. The aggregate case fatality rate is 3.7%. So how Gavi goes from 3.7, which is a worst case scenario, to 10% boggles my mind. This is clear fear porn. I listened in as I was in the airport lounge about to jump over to Bath here, to Heathrow, listening to CNN push their version of fear porn, in which they were clearly showing smallpox-infected patients, and including that in this statement about monkeypox. So getting on to your question, is monkeypox related to smallpox? Yes. So is cowpox, which is used to vaccinate against smallpox. Historically, this was Edward Jenner. So is camel pox. There are a number of these pox viruses that are absolutely not lethal in humans. The mortality rate in humans is less than 1%. This is only spread by close contact. All the cases so far have been, let's say, gently men who have sex with men. And monkeypox has been endemic in Central Africa for probably the history of humankind, because it resides in a number of animal species. And of the two clades of monkeypox, the one that's circulating right now, calling it circulating is a gross overstatement. The one that has had a few scattered cases is the least of the two in terms of its disease. So is this more fear porn? And that is the title of my Substack for today, Monkeypox, Truth versus Fear Porn. My assessment is it is absolutely another case of the media and the government cooperating to spin up more fear that is absolutely unfounded.
Dr. Malone, I know you got a bouncer at Bath for one of these major conferences. You're working on your new book to come out. But I got to take a second, because we have the engine room that helps us put the show together. And part of the engine room has been on me for months about not talking about Gavi. Tell us, G-A-V-I. This is a concept that we want to get out there. It's time now. They got to come front and center. What is Gavi? Why is it so important? Why is nobody talk about it? And kind of what does it do? And why would it rear its head here in this monkeypox thing when we just found out the U.S. government's bought 13 million vaccines that they can put away on dry ice or something? Yes, sir.
By the way, Steve, they already have stockpiled vaccines for smallpox. What they bought is more smallpox vaccine. And I've sent Cameron the link. Your posse can easily look up the name of the product is called Jynneos, J-Y-N-N-E-O-S. It is marketed by Bavarian Nordic. All you have to do is search for package insert in Jynneos, and you'll pull up the package insert for the product. And they will find that this is absolutely not a benign product. And just as with the old Dryvax product, which this is somewhat safer than, that I had experience with that and this product when I was working for DOD. This has is one of its leading rare serious adverse events. Wait for it. Cardiotoxicity, myocarditis.
Wow.
So I recommend that your posse pull up the package insert. I've sent the link to Cameron. But this is a product that's been out there for a long time. There he goes. Cameron, you're amazing. Thank you, Denver. This is one of the two licensed smallpox vaccines. It is more immunogenic than the ACAM2000 that belongs to Emergent Biosystems now. The government has just spent $114 million of your money for mitigating a threat by buying a product which they already have in stockpile and mitigating a threat which can be easily mitigated by just contact tracing and standard public health measures. This is a gross overreaction. And if your posse wanted yet another example of the pharmaceutical industrial complex tail wagging the presidential dog, this would be it.
Real quickly, give me 2 minutes on Gavi. Why is this so big deal
so
for
Gavi,
people in the know? This is a power broker.
Global AIDS vaccine initiative funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. It's kind of the in the history of what we call gatelets, this play where Bill funds nonprofits that then allow him to make tax-free donations to support the development of products for companies that he buys stock in, because that's the cycle, the circle of life here. Gavi is his prototype NGO that he set up years and years ago for AIDS vaccine initiative development, and it has just grown into a monster. It has become kind of an all-purpose home, somewhat akin to the initiative that was set up in the Netherlands that has driven a lot of these current vaccines being developed. So it's one of his core assets, basically. And what you're looking at with PR coming out of Gavi is basically press and information and positioning that is directly coming through and serving the interests of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Dr. Malone, how do people find you? How do they get to your Substack? How do they follow you on your travels?
Thank you so much. Of course, Getter. Getter is our go-to. Twitter can pound sand as far as I'm concerned. As you see, it's at RW Malone MD. And then the Substack is rwmalonemd.substack.com. Today's is called Monkeypox, Fear versus Truth versus Fear Porn. And you can also find me through globalcovidsummit.org. And I think that's enough websites for now. I thank you, Steve, for the opportunity. And thank you to gentlemen for your leadership and to the posse for all their amazing work.
All righty, we are back. And there you go. So when they come after you and they start this latest one, the monkeypox, whatever, remember, they've got to find a way to stop, if they cannot, steal the election again in November. They know what happens. They know if there is an honest and open election and legitimate, that the Democratic Party is going to be decimated. They're going to be decimated, okay? They know that. And so they got to find a way, and it's got to be illegal. Remember, the entire Democratic Party is totally lawless. It's totally lawless. They've got to do whatever they can to stop the election, because what happens is they know that even with our wimpy Senate that we have, it's a wimpy Senate, the Republican Senate, they know that there's enough of them on there that they're going to go after Biden. And not just Biden, they're going to go after a lot of these people that have come and what they've done and only because we have to put the feet to their fire, put the fire to their feet, I should say. We really have to do that, but they know Biden will be In fact, Biden is already lawyered up, Joe. He's already lying. He will be impeached, but there are none are going to be charged with crimes, with a lot of crimes. And all of those FBI operatives, all of them, what do you have, 65-something people that lied openly knowing they were lying?
We have the 51 experts or the intelligence experts that lied.
Yeah, so all of this is coming down. And now the Queen of Mean, they know that right now that her people are rolling over on her. And she's got to, she can't have them all killed. It's going to be too obvious. it looks like Durham's is he's being protected, you know.
Somehow, some way, we don't know. But, yeah, he's got God's protection to me.
Yep.
Something bigger than normal.
All right, here you go. Breaking exclusive, discover how Byrne, Loot, and Murder, leadership concealed $40 million in diverted funds. The Black Lives Matter Global Network, corrupt from day one, who received millions and millions of dollars from the woke CEOs, sleazy corporations, sleazy CEOs of those corporations who would sell their very souls they have for a dollar. Here you go. The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation just released its 2021 990 tax return, the first public financial disclosure since it was founded in 2014. The Mail's deep dive into the return documented related party transactions, friends and family plans, and waste, fraud, and abuse by orchestrated Marxist-trained leaders, Patrice Colliers. It goes on, Joe, to talk about, if I can get the pages separated. This article provides a supplemental analysis that traces Byrne, Loot, and Murder's organization life cycle. It includes two other crucial established IRS tax returns, revealing huge reporting gaps and substantial unaccounted funds. Well, it just goes on there and tells you how they did it. The IRS does not require fiscal sponsors to disclose their conduct, arrangements, donations, And so it goes on to show you how this corrupt organization, which we told people before, they don't care about black lives. They care about money. And they care about, and these are communists, and they had all the help in the world by the big box stores. Walmart, remember, that's why I haven't shopped at Walmart since then. Coke, I haven't bought a Coke, and I've become more white since I quit drinking Coke. I would never buy any of those shoes that they're advertising, and I won't watch a basketball game either. There you go. You know why? Because I'm better than that, Joe. I'm better than that. I hope, you know, if you're a Christian, you've got to be better than that. The Bible says what? Come out from amongst them, have nothing to do with them. Touch not the unclean things. And those things are all unclean, aren't they?
They are all unclean. And we see earlier we mentioned Klaus Schwab along with George Soros. He is telling the world right now and from his World Economic Forum that 2022, the World Economic Forum is ready to save the world, that the timing of this is fortuitous. And he told reporters that these issues, the climate crisis, must be confronted in Davos, and the fragmented, divided world, has to come together, form. There's no place for frivolous fringe that seeks to detract and divert attention, and they're screaming capitalism is dead, and everything that we tried to tell people, even the Pope is calling for a new world order. He wrote a book, God in the World to Come, and Fortune 500 companies are saying, look, capitalism as we know it, we have to have this great reset, is all happening at Davos. And then following that, the very day or two later, the Davos elites are warning the world not to resist the painful global transition that is to take place. And interesting, it came right after Biden said, we're going to have to learn to live, suck up our, with the gas prices soar, suck it up and live with it because, well, we're getting ready to go into a new green world. And what did he say? Here's the situation. And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that's taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger. The world will be stronger and less resilient on fossil fuels when it's all over. And that went right along with the elites at Davos saying we've got to go along with the global painful transition out of capitalism and into, you know, one world order with no carbon emitting, with no fossil fuels.
All right.
That's a lot to think about, isn't it?
Well, they're starting to try it out in different countries where the grocery stores now are not going to take credit cards and they're not going to take cash. They're going to have to have, it's going to be your retina or your fingerprints or your ID or face ID. And so you're going to have to, you know, put your hand, it's a start. And that's what they say, that they're going to be doing that here soon, too, that they're no longer, your major credit grocery stores be taking cash. Well, you know, again, we're there. Here's you go. House passes, now this is on the 18th. House passes domestic terrorism bill to use the FBI to silence conservatives who disagree with him. That's right. Mm-hmm. House Democrats on the 18th passed a domestic terrorism bill to silence conservatives and those who disagree with them. Democrats used the mass shooting by a lunatic on Saturday in Buffalo, New York, to justify the legislation that will allow the FBI to continue to spy on and harass conservatives and critics of the radical agenda. The new laws, nothing new. Throughout history, brutal regimes have suppressed criticism from their detractors. The Biden regime has been cracking down on conservatives who attend the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters will still languish in prison, and many of the political prisoners did not participate in any violence. Many did not even enter the U.S. Capitol that day. Now, the only way we're going to get those people out of that Gestapo, out of that communist cell there, that were put in there by all of those very, very dirty cops, very, very dirty cops. The only way we're going to get them out of there is we got to get rid of the entire Democratic Communist Party, Congress, and to go in there and get those people released. And then that mayor and that police chief need to be jailed. They need to be tried and jailed for treason against God and country.
Well, they've certainly broken the Constitution, ignored our laws, you know, defiled the Constitution, and I'm seeing things like Huckabee's daughter, Sarah Sanders, won the primary. She's going to be running for governor of Arkansas, and I see a lot of conservative Christians starting to win the primaries, so the world is paying attention, at least in part.
Yeah. Well, I talked about this a little earlier. Let me hit this again, too. We talked about this about 2 weeks ago, but Vakad Burkhart pathology results show that 93% of the people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. Listen to this, Joe. 93% of the people who died after being vaccinated were killed by the vaccine. A global research articles can be read in 51 languages by activating the Translate Wednesday drop. Well, let me jump down to the actual. It's telling you how you can obtain this. This was originally published in December. The vaccine was implicated in 93% of the deaths in the patients they examined. What's troubling is the coroner didn't implicate the vaccine in all of these deaths. The vaccines are bad news. 15 bodies were examined. All died from 7 days to 6 months after vaccination, ages 28 to 95. The coroner of the public prosecutor didn't associate the vaccines as the cause of death in any of these cases. However, further examination revealed the vaccine was implicated in 14 out of 15 deaths. The most attacked organs, the most attacked organ was the heart. In all of the people who died, the other organs were attacked as well. The implication potentially enormous results in millions of deaths. The vaccines had to be immediately halted. And let me see, what country was that where it had to be immediately halted? I think it might have been, that might have been in India. There you go. Anyhow, they tells you how, goes on to tell you how to receive the daily newsletter. You can find this article on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And so, also they have a video, a reference is posted on December 10th. You have by Sirchert Bakhdai, MD, and Arnie Burkhardt, MD. Yeah, you know, there's something else that was about with those two that just came out. Another big video that was just released about those two. Anyhow, what do you think? You think we ought to take some calls?
I think it sounds like a good idea.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. My guess is there's people there already. One more real quick one. DeSantis says Biden should be given honorary membership in the Mexican drug cartel. Joe, who has been telling people from the beginning that Biden is working hand in hand, glove in glove, he's been working with the Mexican drug cartels and the human smugglers cartels. The Democratic Communist Party has been working hand in hand with these people from the very start. And boy, I'm going to tell you.
If they aren't, they haven't done a single solitary thing to change things, to go after the cartels, to stop what they're doing, to interfere. So, you know,
hey, John, listen.
They're innocent.
See, listen, let's just say you're in prison and you want to break out, and I'm a guard, and I open the door for you and say, go on. Am I a part of it? Am I an accomplice?
You certainly are. You certainly
That's exactly are. What Biden's done. He's told the border. Mm-hmm. He's tried to call the Border Patrol off. He's brought in, snuck in the middle of the night, brought in people that are terrorists, flown them into cities where they're sitting there, and we're telling people now, like we've told you before. Folks, just ask yourself this. There, and you've got these people that are sleeper cells all over the place. There you go.
600,000 gotaways that they're aware of, and they said it could be higher, could be a million gotaways from 144 countries in the world. I mean, good grief. If only 10% of those were terrorists, murderers, rapists, that's a 100,000 bad people in the country.
See, Joe, the definition of invasion, when a country is invaded, the definition is war. That's an act of war.
The war, yeah.
And you see, if that country has a military, the military's job is to prevent that that act of war. We don't have a military that's working for the American people. Our military.
We don't have a government that's working for the American people.
No, we don't. It's illegitimate. And but anyhow, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The pilgrims heard the sovereign words of God on the European shores. Then rose to flee the persecuting powers that held England in her throes. In sailing ships they crossed the oceans wide to the land our God bestowed, to plant the seed of Christian liberty so that all the world would know. Prosperity and health, but the faith in God, and by His grace fought and won the victory, and proclaimed themselves, "We the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and establish rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. Conspiracy unfolds in our nation's history as the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land. And once again, Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves, we the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
All right, we will not bow down to tyranny. We will not bow down. Folks out there listening, how many of you believe that? Are you going to bow down? Or are you going to stand with us, we the people? All right, we've got to have some rapid succession on these phone calls because the whole board is lit up. So we're going to start off with Tom. Tom, you're in the air.
Yeah, this call's for John. John, I want to thank you and Randy for a lovely program last night. And for, I think everything was well articulated. It was refreshing to hear you guys running things last night. And I think you did a fine job. So I just wanted to make that comment to you.
Here's the only problem, Tom. There was no John. It was Joe. Joe.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I meant Joe and Randy. But they did a wonderful job and very intelligently presented and did a fine job.
Yep, they did. I listened in myself. Trying. Well, you see, I got to tell you this, too. You need to notice. I told them if they messed up, I was going to tell the whole country they're hillbillies. And,
actually, Pastor, you need to compliment them more and not correct them so much.
All righty. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much. Let's go to Cliff. Rapid fire. Cliff, you're in the air.
I'll take 30 seconds. First up. Korean scientists and Japanese scientists say that green tea extract, which you can get yourself, gets rid of this coronavirus 99%. So Fauci ain't going to tell you that. A second thing is, just read this book, Dissolving Illusions, the audio book. It's like 14 hours. I listened to the whole thing. There's a chapter on lost remedies. There's remedies for smallpox. For example, people that ate onions on a daily basis did not get smallpox. Not one of them got smallpox. And the last thing I want to mention is RFK Jr., the Defender podcast. If you go back several episodes, there's an interview with a Professor Miller from NYU who's a media expert, and he's accumulating lists of sports people, regular people, and Hollywood people who have died suddenly from the poison, his jab. And he has a scathing review of the media's role in this, and it's well worth listening to. So that's on RFK Jr.'s Defender podcast.
Very good. I'll see if I can find that. All right, thank you very much. C.S. Thunder, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Joe, and hello, Pastor Sanders.
Where have you been, C.S. Thunder?
I've been undercover checking into monkeypox. And, Pastors, do you remember the truck crash in Pennsylvania in January of this year.
I'm trying to think. Is that where they had that fog? Was that the thing with the fog, or was that the thing with the icy roads? Where?
No. It was a pickup truck that had a trailer on the back, and it was hauling 100 macaw monkeys from.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, now all the monkeys got loose.
Yeah, and those monkeys just happened to have monkeypox. Now, it's also interesting to note there are many doctors that are saying that the photos that we're seeing of monkeypox is actually shingles, severe cases of shingles. And also the half marathon that was run over in Brooklyn, New York. Did you see what happened over there?
No.
In order to run in this marathon, you had to be vaccinated. All the shots and all of the boosters. One person fell over dead from a heart attack, and 16 had to be hauled away in ambulances.
There you go.
Happened before in all of sports history. Now we've got all of these people over in Europe who've been taking the shots because they've been mandated, and they've been falling over. Now, the folks in the sporting arenas here around America, my guess is they only got saline shots, and not the the actual Pfizer or Moderna or whatever. We need to boycott all of these entertainers. They've been over there along with these traders. There's also people that are, you know, over in Europe where they're the World Health Organization and all of that, Davos. These people need to be prosecuted, especially Bill Gates and Fauci, and there are people in America right now that are looking into the prosecution of these people. They're going to indict them. They're going to bring them into court. They have everything on them.
So, yeah.
It would be a blessing.
Yeah.
It would. And also, pastors, one other thing, and that is the next target to go after the deep state is Taiwan. They have a lot of the same stuff that they had over in Ukraine. The same stuff is going on over there. And that's why you have these oligarchs and these dictators. They're going nuts. They want Putin dead. We're hearing all kind of rumors about Putin. He's got cancer. Oh, he died. Or someone shot him. Or, you know, someone's trying to kill him. No. They're being protected by the white hats. And I believe that Trump, Z, and Putin are working to save the world from this nonsense that these dictators, these evil sociopathic psychopaths, are trying to bring upon us all.
Well, you know, I could believe that with Trump, but as far as the other two, you know, I don't care. You can call yourself a Christian, and you can, and Putin has been a part of the Russian Orthodox Church. That's true. He's been a member there, but, you know, Christian people don't go away assassinating their enemies, okay?
No.
And Putin has been known for that and much worse.
Why did it take 50 years for the Catholic Church to knock Nancy Pelosi out? Well, why does it take 50 years to say, oh, by the way, seeing how you support the killing of babies, you're no longer allowed to have communion? Well, she's been doing this for over 50 years.
Yeah.
What happened? Where were they?
Weren't they going to do it to Sleazy Joe? Because the Pope will probably stop him. My guess, he'll probably stop him. He's not going to, as far as I'm concerned, that guy's an antichrist.
Communist, and so is Tedros.
Yeah, I know. And so,
all right,
anyhow,
God bless. I know you got other callers. I'll let you go.
Hey, when can we expect you to come floating through again? Everybody's asking me whatever happened to.
You know what? I mean, it comes down to I don't know, but I want it to be soon. I want it to be soon. I miss it. I miss the Bible study, and I miss the services because we've got one of the nicest, most intelligent pastors, I think, that anybody could ever ask for. And for you, I just thank God.
Well, thank you. It feels so good to be missed. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
All righty. God bless. Keep fighting the fight.
You too. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I've got a few things that has been left out of the coverage of the school shooting today.
All righty.
First, they haven't mentioned anything about how many people were injured.
No.
The truck the shooter was driving, it was a pickup truck. It was obviously involved in some type of an accident. On the passenger side, the major damage to the front and rear wheel. And was it involved in a chase? They didn't mention how it crashed, why it crashed. No mention of his parents. No mention of their immigration status, and no mention of the chain of ownership of the guns.
That's very interesting.
They don't have any of that yet. They were still looking for that little 10-year-old girl, and then the next thing I saw, they popped up another 19 children dead. So I'm thinking they had a lot going on.
They said he killed his grandmother.
They mentioned the number of injured.
Killed his grandmother, too.
They said he killed his grandmother
right
before he came out there. Now,
well, everything that they're listing are people that are dead. And normally in these type of incidents, there is as many or more injured. I'm wondering why they wouldn't mention the number of injured people.
I don't know. I know that they did mention that two were taken to a children's hospital close by that were, I guess, in critical condition.
Right. And I think it's highly suspicious that they're not talking about the damage to his pickup truck. It obviously was inoperable, and there were rumors he was involved in a chase with border agents. Did he just crash it on his own, or was there a chase?
Because it was border agents that were the first on the scene that ran in and started, taking fire with, trying to arrest him, stop him.
Well, they've been denying that in the media that there was a chase. So they denied that the border agents were involved, that they just heard about it on the radios and responded.
Why do you think they wouldn't mention anything about his parents?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, I'm mentioning things to me is suspicious. Well, we'll find out in the next couple of days where this story goes. But
yeah, well, we can't really tell, but we know that there are many Manchurian candidates out there.
Well, I mentioned that. In a lot of these cases, the shooter has said that he's under some kind of mind control. He hears voices. They usually have had some type of previous contact with the FBI or law enforcement. And, they claim that they're under mind control. So, I mean, how do you explain why somebody would do this with apparently no motive?
Well, you're right. Of course, you never know. In other words, why would he come to an elementary school? I guess he had left, he had left his school, this high school that he went to. The one classmate said he was a very chubby guy. And then he left there, and he got skinny. That's all what the kid said.
It's usually people that don't fit in, loners, and it does fit an agenda. And it is something I could see, like the Manchurian candidate, where if you are under mind control, you'd be instructed to do something like this to move the agenda along.
Yeah, that would. And see, nowadays we never can tell because there's... You know, we have so many illegitimate, the FBI has totally gone corrupt, and so we don't know. And we've always had that situation now with the CIA. That's why JFK was killed. He wanted to get rid of the CIA. It was one of the things he wanted to do. And Reagan also wanted to get rid of the CIA. And I wish they'd had.
We'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
I was looking at the London Daily Mail, and it said Ramos shot his grandmother before heading to the school and was in a shootout with Border Patrol agents, one of whom was injured, before barricading himself inside the school buildings. That's from the London Daily Mail. So it sounds like you're right about the truck, the wreck. They looked like they were chasing him. He went to the school.
That was the thing. They showed pictures on TV of the truck, and when you saw the passenger side, you could see the damage. But yet they never, in the coverage, nobody ever explained why it was damaged. Now, if he was in the chase with Border Patrol agents, wouldn't that be some kind of immigration matter?
Well, it would be, and they asked that on Fox News today, where you had that young correspondent fellow there, and he asked those questions, and they said, no, there was no evidence that Border Patrol had
Here's a possibility. If the reason maybe they didn't mention anything about the parents, maybe they're in this country illegally.
Could be. Very good.
Because it said he was born in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved down and was living in Uvalde, maybe with his grandmother. But he was born here a citizen. But you're right, the parents could be illegals.
Well, you know, and this is another thing, too, is the divorce rate in the United States. I mean, if you have a kid being raised by his grandmother and the parents aren't in the scene, you know, that's the real likely scenario to have the kid run amok.
Absolutely. All right. You know what? Thanks, but I got to move on because we're running out of time. All right. Tonight, Joe, we're going to give an invitation put out by the Lighthouse Baptist Church. This is an invitation. It was one of theirs. And they say this: if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? If Jesus Christ returned today, do you know for sure if you would go to heaven with him or hell? To suffer with Satan or his minions. Realize that God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you and has a plan for your life. In most cases, not every case, but, well, yeah, he's got a plan for you, all right.
Okay. He's got a plan, but not everybody will.
Yeah. The Bible says that all men are sinners. Boy, that's for sure. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The Bible says our sins have separated us from God. God made man in his own image. He gave man the ability to choose right from wrong. We choose to sin. Our sins separate us from God. God's word also says that sin must be paid for. Do you know the price to be paid? For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Wages means payment or price. The price of our sin is death and hell, separation from God forever. If we continue to in our sin, we shall die without Christ and be without God forever. The good news is Christ paid the price for our sins. Amen. But God commandeth us his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. All our sins were laid on him, Christ, the Lord Jesus, on the cross. He literally became sin for us and took the wrath of God upon himself. In your place and in mine, he paid our sin debt for us. We must personally pray and receive Christ by faith as our Savior. If thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. It is vital to realize that each individual must call upon Jesus Christ to become his Lord and Savior. Only through the now.
Oh, it was just, I guess something happened. We have been sinners, there is. Your iniquities, Isaiah said, have separated you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, and he cannot hear unless you call upon Jesus, call upon the Father, confess your sins, ask forgiveness, that your sins be forgiven, that it was your sins that placed Jesus Christ upon that cross. He went and took your place. He took my place on the cross. but only those who would accept his offer of grace and mercy. And if you call and ask for that forgiveness and ask Jesus to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation, he will give you the indwelling, send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Because he said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. Through that Holy Spirit, you become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom. You become a son or daughter of the living God and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And Jesus said, I go into my Father, in my Father's kingdom are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you, for your eternal life, and living a life without pain, without fear, without suffering, a life of joy eternally. The greatest decision you can make.
All right, Joe. Can you hear me, Joe?
Yes.
Joe? Okay,
yes,
we're back. I don't know what happened here. Andy, can you hear me?
2 minutes.
Andy, can you? Okay. I don't know what happened here. According to
we lost you,
my
and I went ahead and kind of jumped in and finished a little bit about, you know, salvation message.
Well, like you said, Joe, no one has ever regretted receiving eternal life. And see, there's not a lot of choices, because when God gives you their absolutes, you are going to die. That will happen. That's for sure, Joe. And when you die, the Bible says, and, you know, God always means what he says. He says it's appointed to all men once to die, then the judgment. At that point, Joe, you either die saved or you die in your sin. There's no in-between, Joe, no in-between. And so if you die saved, praise the good Lord, because you're on the road to eternal life. But if you die in your sin, there's no turning back. If you die in your sin, you're going to be in hell. And this is what God has said, but he gave you the way out. He gave you the way out. And, you know, we've said that every night. And so, folks, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sin, and ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. We are out of time for tonight, Joe. It's been an interesting night out here. And so, as we always say at this time every night, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And Joe, always, you remember, get ready. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.